Hello everyone, welcome to the Disco podcast, hope you're good. In this podcast we're talking about is image important in music. Because it's one of them things where you go and the amount of gigs I've seen, especially in my 20s, I would see gigs all the time. And especially indie bands, they would all look like they'd just kind of met up before. They'd never met each other before, and it was all just a bit like one's wearing jeans, one's wearing cool pants and stuff like that. Another one's wearing a hat and glasses and stuff. And one band which I went to see, which image is very important, was Ladytron. And Ladytron all had a uniform and they all looked like part of the band and stuff like that. And that to me, I make music myself and I never do live stuff. But if I ever did live stuff or was ever part of like a band, I nearly was trying to sort out a synth pop band, and everyone would dress the same. And everyone would have that futuristic look, and I think it's important. Another band's Pet Shop Boys, they have a very distinct image, and a lot of people remember them for their promotion stuff when they did the album Very. From the album, that cover that looked like Lego-ish, and then the big orange cones on the head and stuff. And it is important. I'm not saying you should have a stylist or anything like that, but I think people do remember you more. And a lot of times it does tie in. I mean, the biggest person is obviously David Bowie, image was massively important to him. There's loads of people in pop who keep changing their image all the time and keep changing their music and stuff. And, they're described as chameleons or whatever. But it is important, and to have that sort of look that defines you, and from Lady Gaga in recent history, it is the sort of thing. But there are some bands who just get by just being a bit ramshackle, and they just wear what they want, and that's fine. But if you, especially if you're in the pop industry, I suppose quite a lot of kind of electronic music, if you're not behind the scenes and all that, and you don't really want to be seen, it is a lot about creating sort of interesting images, from the early 80s of the Human League, with Phil Oakey's haircut to Visage and stuff like that, Kraftwerk or massive signifier that. Because, if you think of Kraftwerk with the way the dress, the way the sometimes just had models of themselves and kind of robots and the very kind of red and black, iconic look and stuff. It is important, but it's not for everyone, not for every band. There's always bands that especially when they first come out, and like the Arctic Monkeys or something like that. But even down to bands like land bands, like who are in indie music, like Oasis, they still had style, especially like Liam Gallagher and stuff. But I think it's that sort of, it's almost like a calling card. When Suede first came out, that they kind of like their look, Brett Anderson and stuff like that. A lot of times it can be the lead singer who people kind of like see the look and the image and all that. But yeah, I'm a big fan of the kind of unified look. Everyone looks pretty similar or kind of has a kind of same sort of style. I think that's always good. But is image important? Yes, it is. Answered my own question. Thank you.